Welcome to the Blackout Podcast, where I get to talk to amazing people who do amazing things. And today I want to talk to someone that I'm kind of envious of because you travel a lot and I love traveling and it's a favorite subject, one of my favorite subjects. So Dina Ejigu, thanks for coming to the podcast today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So traveling, where did that come from? Like,
Yeah, traveling is like my biggest passion. It's an expensive passion, but it doesn't have to be. I just kind of grew up like going to Ethiopia a lot growing up with my mom and my sisters. Mm-hmm. My mom would try and take us on vacations here and there, like every other summer we'd go back home.
You grew up here?
I was born and raised here, yeah.
Oh, but your folks are from Ethiopia?
Exactly, okay, yeah. Got it. So my mom like took us back really often, like we speak the language.
What's
now.
The language? Is it one language or?
No, they have a lot of
languages. Right, yeah, I was like, yeah. Can't be. Which language?
But we speak Amharic. It's like the main language of Ethiopia.
All right.
Yeah, so we kind of grew up going back and forth a lot in the summers and like we loved it, like we loved going back. Then like in junior high-ish, like I went on a few trips like with groups, like in grade 9, I think, like going to Montreal, like, you know, those high school, junior high, like travel groups. Mm-hmm. And then in high school, like I've also seen my sister, my older sister, she travels a lot too. So like I've seen her go on trips. I'm like, wow, it's so cool. I want to be like that. And then in grade 12, I went to the States a lot as well in high school. And I don't know, like it was just kind of like very natural and normal, like the traveling mm-hmm. side for me. And even with my mom and my sisters, like we liked it. So it was never like something that was like, oh, like I don't want to go or like type of thing. Mm-hmm. But then in grade 12, like in grade 11, actually, like our high school put on like a volunteer trip to Nicaragua. And like, oh, wow. I really wanted to go in grade 11. And so there's two groups, grade 11 and grade 12s. Mm-hmm. So I tried to get on the grade 11 trip and I didn't. And like my high school is very small. There's not a lot of people, like we're a very small group. And so I was like, okay, maybe I'll go like next year in grade 12. And then grade 12 came around and the teacher that puts on the group trip was like putting it together. And I told her I was interested and I really wanted to go. And like she basically invited everybody that went in grade 11. And I was kind of annoyed. Because I was like, why did she not pick me? And like, mind you,
did they have a criteria for?
No, no.
So she's like the god of this thing. She decides.
She decides, wow. And she asks people. But she was asking the same people that went in grade 11. Right. I was like, that's not fair. Because there was another girl that also wanted to go, and like we both wanted to go. I'm like, you know, we should give other people opportunities to go. And I was like, I don't know why she doesn't want me to go so bad. So I was like, whatever, like I kept trying and asking her and it was just like, basically like, no. And I was like, why? Like, there's no reason why I can't go. Mm-hmm. There's like two, and like, and I know like that was a teacher that had favorites. So she was taking her favorites. But I also, she was my basketball coach.
Oh, like, she, did like, you play basketball?
I did in high school. So like, it wasn't like I was a stranger to her. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, really, you know what? I was like, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't think I can pay for it because I'm black. Like, you know, those things run through your mind when you're a person of color. Mm. And then finally she's like, okay, you can go, but on the grade 11 trip, like with the grade 11s. So I was like, whatever, I'll go. I don't care. Right. And me and another girl in grade 12, she was actually my friend. We both went with the grade 11s. And like I made sure I paid on time, like I paid like myself, like I literally like paid the whole trip. It was expensive because like it's like a volunteer trip, so you're paying. Like we went and built a school for not school, built a home for a family, and like we had to pay for that expense, the flight, the stays, and everything. So like I paid out of my own pocket in grade 12 working at McDonald's, and I was like, I'm not letting like 1 cent slide, because you know, again, as a black person, it's very like they're watching you. So I made sure I paid, and like I went, and like it was so much fun. I was like, I had the best time. Like we built a home for a family. And
wait,
like,
you literally, like, what was the building?
We literally, like built the home. Like, we, like, had the cement. Like, we had to buy cement. We had to buy, like, the bricks. We were, like, putting water in the cement and shoveling it together.
You actually
We actually built it. Yeah. Yeah, we paid to do it, but it's like a volunteer trip. So yeah, like,
okay. Well, you have a good heart. I guess I'm like, nope, I'm not. But anyway, okay, so you built the place.
Yeah, so like, I mean, like, it's for family in need. So yeah, I was like, you know what I mean? It's what can you do? And I just wanted to travel. So I was like in grade 12. And
how long were you there for?
We were there, I think, for a week, maybe. Maybe little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got to like go to like a school and like see the kids and stuff like that. So like, it was nice. It was really nice. And then like, when I went to university in my first year, I really wanted to still travel and go away, and like my sister was traveling, so I wanted to do that too. And then like I was going back and forth to the States and stuff like that, and I met like someone who was working at the airport in the US, and he was like, oh yeah, I get flight discounts. I was like,
what is this?
So like flight discounts working with the airport.
So if I'm working like in any position or
not any position, it depends. Like you need to be working with like certain airlines. Like for like example, at the airport, you can't work, like if you work security, you don't get flight benefits because you don't work with the airlines directly. You work with like a different company.
Okay.
But if you work with the airlines directly, like most likely you'll get flight
benefits. I walk at the desk thing.
Exactly.
I get the hookup. So yeah. what was the flight discount?
So the flight discounts were, I worked with United for a few years, and like those discounts were, you could fly to the States, you just pay taxes basically. You can fly to the States for like $50 and then fly anywhere in the States for free.
Doesn't say.
Yeah, so I ended up going to Hawaii by myself. That was my first solo trip.
Oh my God. So wait, how does, because you kind of have to be on the flight as no fool or something.
Yeah, so you're standby. So basically standby is like you do it, like it's a little bit different because you have to do it, like you don't know if you're getting on the flight until you're there at the gate and everyone's boarded. So like sometimes like there's an app, like you could see if the flight's full, how many seats are left, whatever. But if it's like really full, there's a high chance you're not gonna get on. But there's also a list of people who are flying standby. So like you could be first on the list, you could be like 10th on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't make their flights. So like sometimes it's been very, very close, but I made those flights because they didn't show up, they missed their flight, whatever.
So are you telling me like, you know, I go on the app, I'm saying I'd love to fly on a Friday, whatever. I show up with my bags and stuff and kind of wait.
So yeah, so you book it. So you book it.
Oh, okay.
So
you do have to book a specific flight.
Yeah, you do. You have to book a specific flight. But like, obviously, if it's with certain airlines, you do your own like employee type of thing. It's not like normal, like booking a flight. And then you basically show up at the airport. They can tell you how many people are on the flight, whatever. And then you get to the gate, and then they'll know you're flying standby because it shows them on the computer and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if there's a seat for you, they'll give you a seat. If not,
but hey, man, for like that amount, I'm just gonna wait.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll wait all night long.
Yeah.
I'm paying $50 to go to Hawaii. Like,
I mean, okay. So, how was that experience though? The very first one.
The very first
to Hawaii.
Yeah. So before that, I went backpacking with my sister for a month, and we went through Central America.
Which cities?
So we started in Costa Rica. We went to Nicaragua, Guatemala, Belize, and Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. So
how many days?
That was a month. So 4 weeks.
Wait, how did... Were you working then?
I was working, but it was kind of like I was in school too. So it was in December. So like I was done my exams.
Okay.
And then like I just didn't
Okay, gotcha. So how... Like you planned it all, I guess.
Yeah. So this was actually my second time. So before that, I went to Mexico with my sister and we just stayed in a hostel and that was it. But we didn't move around like we were doing on this one. So she planned most of that trip and I just kind of like went with her, but I learned a lot off that one trip.
Right.
Cause like it's, a lot of people think it's dangerous.
That was my question. That was gonna be my question. Cause like you're going, I watch too much TV.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
don't listen to that. Don't listen to that stuff. Because it's not true. It's really not true. And, like, when I went, I wasn't, like, scared, honestly. Because, like, you meet, like, especially, like, when you're backpacking, you're staying in hostels. So, like, and I was saying earlier, like, traveling can be expensive, but it can be cheap, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we were traveling was cheap. Like, we were backpacking for a month. We probably spent, like, $2,000 for a whole month. Because
what?
Yeah, like maybe 2 to 3 grand. I want to say, yeah, each.
Okay.
Two grand each. But that's nothing like for a month. People spend like 3 grand on like all inclusives for 1 week.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Right.
So we just take local buses. So like we cross the border by land every country. So we're taking buses. So say we started in Costa Rica. We went to a town near the border of Nicaragua. Then we took a bus, crossed the border, stayed in another town, went to another. Like we were moving like consistently. But like the local buses.
Did you document this? Cause that sounds so cool actually.
So I tried on, that was my first, I was like, cause my sister had a camera. I was like, you know, I'm going to try vlogging.
Yeah.
And this was before, this was like 6 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
So this was before like people were doing the travel vlogging and stuff. And I tried, but it was so hard. And I still try, but it's still so hard, especially when sometimes like you don't feel comfortable taking the camera out, vlogging, like talking to it. You really need to get comfortable with it. Mm. And sometimes it might not be safe because people can like steal your stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to bring too much attention to you.
True.
So I tried and I still have videos from that trip, but I've never like made an actual YouTube video out of it.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah, I mean, you have all this footage.
Up.
Yeah. That's like six, especially when you are going through the buses.
Different places.
How
are
the buses though?
The buses, you can take like shuttle buses.
I watch too many shitty shows because all I'm thinking is there's somebody with a chicken there, there's like a kid crying there.
That's true. But like, where are you from originally?
I'm Nigerian.
You're Nigerian.
Yeah.
So have you been back to Nigeria before?
Yeah.
So you know how it is, like when you're on the buses, it's packed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not comfortable, it's hot.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of like that. But you need to have a certain personality for it because it's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
Like, there was one time we were crossing the border, Costa Rica into Nicaragua, and they call it a chicken bus in Central America. It's basically like a school bus, but it's like their local buses. But think of it, we're paying like $2-3 for like a 5-hour bus ride. But the thing is, we didn't even have seats. We're literally sitting in the back of the bus on like rice or something, like bags of rice.
This is so cool actually.
And I remember I still have one video, and we're just sitting there and I'm like filming the bus, and then I'm filming our seats, and then like the back is like we're in the very back. Like, it was so funny, but it was so much fun, like, you know what I mean? And like, I'm the type of person, I don't really care about like, you know, like the luxurious type of stuff. Sometimes it's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as I get older, I definitely like certain comforts over another. But like back then and still now, I don't mind being stuck in a bus.
So of those countries, which one? Okay, there's gotta be some danger. Which of those countries was like, I guess, the one where you felt like, let's leave here as soon as we can?
I've had two bad experiences.
What happened?
So my first trip in a hostel, which was Mexico before the big trip, I got robbed by the police.
What?
So when people say like the gangs, the violence, it's not the locals. The locals are super friendly and they're like so willing to help you if you're lost. Like, they're so helpful. Honestly, I'm scared of the police more than I'm scared of the local people.
Holy shit.
Yeah, especially in Mexico. Like, they're really, really corrupt there. But basically, I was just with my cousin and we were outside. We were doing something we probably shouldn't have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up, the police, like, it was me, him, and another guy from our hostel. And, like, this was, like, 3 a.m., like, after we went to a bar. Like, we were super drunk and stuff. And all I hear is like tires, like skirt, and I looked over and I see a police truck, and I see like 10 police officers jump out of the truck, like,
holy
with their guns
shit.
And stuff. And I was like, I started like walking away because I thought they were going to find somebody.
Right.
And then I started walking away. They're like, no,
it's you.
Yeah, it's me. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I sobered up so fast. I was like trembling. Like I thought I was going to go to jail because they were like searching us.
Right.
And my cousin has dreads and they're like negro, like the black guy.
Right,
like,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? And they're like, drugs. Like, that's what they kept saying.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, like, they were searching us, like, every inch. And then, like, I had, like, $40. And they're like, we're going to take you. And I was like, no, you're not taking me. And they're like, we're going to take you. And I was like, no. I was like, here, take this. So I gave them my $40 and they let me go.
Oh my God.
And then I go over and I'm waiting for my cousin and he comes back. He's like throwing his phone on the ground. He's throwing his wallet. Like he's super pissed. He's like, I need to go find them. He's like so mad. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, they took everything. I was like, what's everything? And he's like, all my money. I was like, how much was it? He had $900 US dollars.
Holy shit.
Everything. They took everything. And I was like, why would you have that much money on you, first of all?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
But that's my number one rule when I travel. I never carry that much money on me, ever.
But, so, I mean, I guess cards or...
Yeah, you can take cards. That's fine. But, like, I'll just take just enough, maybe a little bit more. Mm. And, like, if I get into trouble, like, that's all I have. You can take that. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. But most of the time, like, you're okay. And that was my first time staying in a hostel. Think of that. And after that, I was like, it didn't stop me.
Go, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're brave enough to be like, that was nothing. But let's do it again. Now we're going to do, like, six different countries. Well, like, five or six different countries. Holy shit. Okay, so, I mean, and then you got the job that lets you do... Do you still have that job?
I don't. I stopped during COVID because it was the airline. Right. So, yeah, we all kind of got laid off.
Oh my God.
Which sucked. Like, I was so sad. And I loved the job. I loved working at the airport. I love like, interacting with
people. What was your job, Max?
So, I first started, like, when I first started, I was grooming. So, I was cleaning the planes. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't really like this job because, like, it just wasn't for me. Like, the people were a little
Pause. If you're cleaning the plane, you still have that deal?
I still got a discount. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know about now, but back then I was.
Is it, like, based on your seniority? Like,
you have to, like, pass probation, I think. Like, that was really it.
Fuck,
a lot of people didn't use it. A lot of people I worked with didn't use their benefits. I was like, I'm here for the benefits.
Are you kidding me? I'd be like, hey, where do I want to go to today?
Exactly.
Okay, so you started
there. So I started cleaning planes. And then after a few months, like, my manager was like, oh, do you want to come work, like, up top? Like, basically, like, doing the customer service, like, agent, like, checking people in, mm-hmm. boarding them and stuff. And I was like, yeah, like, that's way more me, like... The people I was working with were, like, not my type of people. Like, it's more, like, you're not social. Like, you know what I mean?
So just,
like,
go do your thing. And...
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, I'd love to. So I ended up going, working, like, at the front desk, checking people in with United. And then after that, they wanted me to be, like, a combines coordinator. So it's basically, like, you do audits and, like, you work, like, in a desk rather than, like, on, like, the counter. So, like, you kind of have your own office. Like, I was, like, kind of moving up.
Are you the person that they call when shit is going in front?
Well, like, I was also a lead. So, like, I did, like during, like, a flight, like, you'll have a lead agent. So that person will put people places. If something happens, they'll call you. So I was kind of, like, moving up. And compliance is, like, more, like... You're doing audits, like, you're checking to make sure, like, people, like if something went missing, why did it go missing? Like, did it get back to the customer? Like, it's more internal work than, like, external. Mm. But I liked it because I could do that. And then I could also work on the desk when I wanted to. And, like, the pay was, obviously, I got paid a little bit more. And, like, it just gave me a lot of, like, experience. And I really liked it. And then COVID happened. So then, yeah. That's that.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that growing up, your mom would take you to Ethiopia a lot. What did you, and you loved that, those experiences. What were some of the things you loved about doing that?
I think it was just like, it was just so different to hear. Mm. And like, that's what I find in a lot, like while traveling in general, it's just more, like life is just funner. Like everyone's more... like chill, no one's stressed, no one's angry, no one's like everyone's just in a good mood, like, you know what I mean? And like, I just feel like as a kid especially, it was so much fun, like playing outside in the dirt. Like you're just playing in the dirt doing nothing, running around with kids, like, you know, where here, like if you get in the dirt, they're like, oh, you're in the dirt, why are you in the dirt? And they'll get mad at you. But there, and like you just see life differently because you see poor people on the streets, you see kids sleeping on the streets, like it definitely makes you more grateful for like what you have. And you come back here and you're like, wow, I have a whole house and some people don't have food, like, you know what I mean? mean? So it's definitely like eye opening, especially when you're young. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that's why I don't care to be in a bus for 5 hours with a bunch of people.
On top of rice.
Yeah, on top of rice. Or like staying in a room with a bunch of people. Because I know there's people who don't even have beds, right?
Yeah.
So
it's
definitely perspective. And but again, it's not for everybody.
No. One thing that comes to mind is that, you know, people say if you travel, it gives you a different perspective of things.
It does, yes, 100%.
Why do you think?
I think it's just, like, kind of like what I said, like, you see people, like, who have less than you, and they're still so happy. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, and everyone thinks these countries are so dangerous. Colombia, so dangerous. Brazil, so dangerous. But then you go, and it's not what the media shows you. It's, like, completely different. So, like, that stereotype is, like, unless you go and see it for yourself, you'll never know.
Yeah, like me, I'm like, oh, no, not going there.
Yeah, so, like, you see things, like, on the news about how, you know, like, there's corruption and this and that. And, like, it's not true. It's really not true. And, like, that's why I feel like now, like, I'm like, I could go anywhere and I would feel okay. Like, I'm not, like, scared to go. Maybe there's, like, one or two countries I'd be scared to go to. But, like, majority of it, I feel like I would be okay just because I've seen other places and seen how it is. And you also, there's a lot of travel, like, influencers online, YouTubers you can watch videos of and see how it is. And, yeah, I think it's something everyone should experience.
So you've been to all these countries. Do you have one country you'd love to go to you haven't gone to yet?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay, what's like your top three?
Top three, I would say that I haven't gone to yet. Definitely like Morocco. I would love to go to Morocco. Tanzania, I'd love to go to Tanzania. Asia, Southeast Asia, like Thailand, Vietnam, Sri Lanka. I would love to go anywhere in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
And those are super cheap countries. Like, I'm talking like $2 for a meal. So, like, a lot of the countries I've been to are cheap too. So, like, when you eat local food, you're not spending more than $5 on a meal.
Some of those food, though,
it's good.
Like, I don't know about that.
It's
okay.
Really good.
Yeah. So, what I'm doing is like asking all my guests this one question that someone blew my mind with. And it's like, what's something that happened to you before you were 17 that you feel it's kind of responsible for? Part of one of the things super responsible for who you are now.
One of the things that happened to me when I was 17.
Before you were 17.
Before I was 17. Like in terms of travel or just in general?
I mean, you love travel now. So what? Yeah. I guess that's a good one, actually. Yeah, like, you know, something that happened before you were 17, it's like making you this person that loves traveling now.
If it's part of travel, I would probably say, like, the experience when I was in high school in grade 12.
Like, like, the teacher is like, no, not you?
Yeah, I think so, because, like, I just don't understand why she didn't want me on the trip.
Yeah, she's a dick.
Yeah. And, but now, when I look back at it, all the people who went on that trip, none of them travel.
Wow.
Except for me.
Right.
Like, you know, and, like, I don't know if that, I don't know, but like that definitely made me feel some type of way in grade 12. And especially if that the reason was because I couldn't pay for it, maybe, I don't know. But now like I'm traveling when I want to and like going where I want to go.
Nice.
So I guess.
Okay, I want to play out with this magic. It's real magic because it blew my mind. And it is.
You want Can to I see it? Hand?
Yes. So you have to pick a number between 1 and 60. And then the number might be in one of these cards, right? Or more than one. So what I need you to do is write down your number. Just once you've decided, point it to the camera and then I'll tell you what the number is.
Just one number.
Yeah, just one between 1 and 60. Got it.
Did you look at my hands?
No, fuck, I can't see it. Plus, I don't have my glasses, so I'm actually kind of blind.
Okay.
All right. So, is the number in this card?
No.
Okay, this first card is like everyone. Okay, is it here?
No.
No. Okay. Is it here?
Yes.
Okay, it's here. Is it here?
No.
Nope. Is it here?
Yes.
Okay. Is it here?
No. No.
Nope. Okay, this one is a little bit difficult. I need to consult the powers. Give me a second here. So these are the only two cards where your number is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lied. It's five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know?
It's magic.
Magic tricks always have, like, I don't know.
Thanks for coming to the podcast today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.